Welcome to episode 22, the NADPOD Pomo Challenge. Today, I'm reflecting on the word gratitude. Today's artwork is a visual ode to gratitude, depicting a heart within a heart, embraced by a floral bounty, symbolizing the blossoming of thankfulness from within. Gratitude radiates from within, receiving the universe's abundance while nurturing our inner sanctum with each mindful breath. The practice of gratitude fosters awareness of contributions to our lives. When you think about it, you can start worrying about what you lack, or you can be grateful for each day. Try both ways. I'm betting you'll feel better about starting the day with gratitude. Both choices come from within. Last Christmas, a blizzard put the power in my home out for 48 hours. I knew no amount of irritation on my part was going to get the power back on any faster. Instead, I reminded myself of what I had to be grateful for and didn't stress out over a situation I couldn't change. Growing up, I was taught to express gratitude when someone had been kind. It wasn't encouraged beyond that. I was an adult before I learned gratitude's a powerful energy. Gratitude brings an emotional equilibrium that expands outward to touch all aspects of life, enriching experiences and relationships. Gratitude is an active force driving our spiritual evolution. It doesn't just flow outward when we express it. It produces a receptive openness that acknowledges life's plentiful gifts and the universe's abundance. Gratitude fosters a greater sense of mindfulness when it reminds us of the interconnectedness of all things. No matter how independent I think I am, I'm not. I'm surrounded by things others have made. I eat food that others have managed to get into my kitchen, including by a friend who brings it from the grocery store. I could continue with a long list here, but you understand. The point is, in practicing mindfulness, I become more aware of and grateful for the otherwise unseen work of others. It's a humbling reminder that we should be willing to serve others, as we have been served. Strengthening your gratitude muscles by deliberately noting what might seem like small things in life and expressing gratitude towards them? Yes, there's nothing wrong with being grateful to the bees for pollinating our food, or anything else you notice. Let your heart guide you. Be surprised and delighted where it can take you. Thank you for listening to today's reflection on the word gratitude. I enjoy exploring each daily word and sharing my thoughts with you. Visit nichelsonlovingit.com if you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter or the Prompt a Day email list, which includes the daily words. I'm Shadows Pub, wishing you a great day, and oh, bye, Wilma.